Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So we talked a bit about the fact that you were reopening, needed good crowds. Things been a little bit quieter. Are you finding that people are just still a bit hesitant about going out?
Yeah, not sure. It's probably a combination of things. And it does take us, in previous times, it's taken us up to a month to come back to numbers that are near the break-even point, which is just a bit of a shame because, you know, every lockdown creates confusion. And then when we reopen, there's more confusion. So it just takes, you know, you don't hit the ground running. It's never been the case. You've got to really build that patronage back up.
Yeah. Well, let's look at what you have there because there's some terrific stuff. And I'm really interested in this first one, Streamline. It's a new release. It's a drama. It's a sport. It's about a young swimmer and how life can be very problematic. And the executive producer is Ian Thorpe. So would I be right in suggesting that there's probably quite a bit of autobiographical material in this?
Well, I'm not sure about that, actually. Nothing's been alluded to. That's what my initial thought was as well. But this is an Australian film, Streamline. And look, it's as much a relationship film as it is a sport film, I'd say. It's very much about a young swimming prodigy who whose dad's in jail. And during his sort of lead up to the Olympics, his dad is released from jail. And this just throws his life into absolute chaos and turmoil. And he's torn between loving his dad, hating his dad, other family members around him telling him what he should do. His swimming is starting to deteriorate. So it's sort of a gritty drama around the theme of a young swimmer. It looks really well done, and it's a sort of father-son story, I suppose. Probably not one of the better ones in terms of, you know, good relationships, but important relationship stuff in this film for sure.
Yeah, sounds fascinating. Now, a new release, but it's an old movie. Well, that's the name of the movie anyway, a drama mystery. Tell us more.
That's not about you, Mark. Don't worry about it. this film is very appealing to me. It's like one of my picks of the month, and it's a very interesting premise for a story. So basically, this family, a couple, two young kids, have a beach holiday, find themselves on this beach. And then what happens is they start an inexplicably aging rapidly. It's not based on a true story, so don't worry. What happens basically is that, you know, the kids start to grow up really fast, the adults start to develop wrinkles, so it goes on. The trailer is really gripping and it doesn't give anything away about why this is happening. So if you're looking for a bit of a thrill ride, check out Old. It starts tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Now, it's definitely not about me because I'm doing the old Benjamin Button, mate. I'm getting younger as I get older, you know?
Yeah, so. I know. The hair's growing back now.
Well, that hasn't happened, but, it's, you know, he can't do everything. Yeah. All right. Now, The Summer of Soul, a documentary. This is Seoul as in S-O-U-L, not, you know, South Korea. So tell us about this one.
This looks like so much fun. Basically, this is like the Woodstock for African Americans. It's set around about the same time. It's set close to the actual Woodstock place. It's actually set in Harlem, so not far away anyway. And it has a cast of thousands of Black American musicians of the time. So you got Gladys Knight and the Pips, Mahalia Jackson, B.B. King, Stevie Wonder, Nina Simone, Sly and the Family. The list goes on. So it is really amazing archival footage of some of the best music you're ever going to hear. It's already booking up fast. This is one that's going to be one of the stars of the month.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that sounds fantastic. So really look forward to that one. Yeah.
Yeah, and Cinetopia continues, and I see you've got Train Spotting on 1996. What a joy that was to watch.
I remember, as a lot of people I'm sure will do, exactly where I was. I saw this film in Edinburgh, where the film was set. I was living there at the time, at an independent cinema right in the front row because it was the last seats left. And I didn't know what to think by the end of it. But look, it's one of the classic Cool Britannia films. It's got an amazing soundtrack. Everybody knows this film in one way or another. And I just watched the trailer recently and I thought, oh, this is definitely worth a revisit. So it's, it's a great book. It's a great film. Come and see it on the big screen. It's only $12.
And Cinetopia 2, 1995, Heat.
Yeah, interestingly, I saw this in Scotland probably in the same year at a different cinema because I was still living there at that time. So basically, this is a De Niro film. Anyone that knows me will know that I'm a De Niro tragic. this is an amazing piece, if for no other reason. And it's a great crime story. It's a great drama. It's got some great action scenes in it. But, you know, the thing about this film that was always the big call, draw card, was that De Niro and Pacino, who some people still get confused, much to my chagrin, face off in this film, actually face off. They were previously in The Godfather Part II, but they were playing in different eras. But this is De Niro playing the criminal, Pacino playing the cop, and they face off in this cafe. It's an amazing scene. The whole film is just a thrill ride. I must have seen it 10 times. It's an amazing piece of work.
Now, being a De Niro tragic as you are, what would you class as his best movie? Meet the Fockers or Meet the Fockers Again?
I'm going to Meet the Little Fockers.
We're doing that now, aren't we?
He's gone downhill a little bit, yeah. But, in his halcyon days from the 70s through to the 90s, and the odd pearl in there since then.
Yeah,
he's a consummate actor, much known for his gangster films. But, in fact, in the body of his work, it's a very small percentage of the films that he made.
Yeah, no, fair point. He is great.
He was good in The Intern, too.
The Deer Hunter is still one of my absolute favourites, I reckon. It's just brilliant
stuff. We must do that. That is a classic film. Yeah, absolutely amazing stuff.
Still screening Some Kind of Heaven, coming soon, Respect, Pig, Ride the Eagle, and Palazzo di Cozzo. So plenty coming up. Mate, grazie for that. You have yourself a fabulous day.
Prego.